it would never come out as long as he waited for it to appear. The boy wondered if he should go to the bathroom. That would mean walking down the long, dark corridor. No, he would just go back to bed. It was not so bad that he couldn't wait until morning. The boy turned the light out and closed his eyes. But thoughts of the bird in the pine tree kept him awake. The bright moonlight spilled in from beneath the curtains as if an invitation. When the wind-up bird cried one more time, the boy leaped out of bed. This time he did not turn on the light, but slipping a cardigan over his pajamas, he climbed onto the chair by the window. Parting the curtains just the tiniest bit, he peered up into the pine tree. This way, the bird would not notice that he was there. What the boy saw this time, though, was the outline of two men. He caught his breath. The men knelt like two black shadows at the base of the pine tree. Both wore dark clothing. One had no hat on, the other wore what looked like a felt hat with a brim. "Why are these strange men here in our garden in the middle of the night?" the boy wondered. "Why wasn't the dog barking at them? Maybe he ought to tell his parents right away." But his curiosity got the better of him at the window. He wanted to see what the men were doing. Then, without warning, the wind-up bird cried out again. More than once it sent its long, creaking sound out into the night. But the men did not seem to notice. They never budged, never looked up. They remained kneeling at the base of the tree, face to face. They seemed to be discussing something in low tones, but with the branches blocking the moonlight, the boy could not make out their faces. Before long, the two men stood up at the same moment. There was a good 8-inch difference in their heights. Both men were thin, and the tall one, the one with the hat, wore a long coat. The short one had on tighter-fitting clothes. The shorter man approached the pine tree and stood there, looking up into the branches. After a while, he began patting and grabbing the trunk with both hands, as if inspecting it, until all at once he jumped up onto it. Then, with no effort whatever, or so it seemed to the boy, he went racing up the tree like a circus performer. The boy knew this tree like an old friend. He knew that climbing it was no easy feat. Its trunk was smooth and slippery, and there was nothing to hold onto until you got fairly high up. But why was the man climbing the tree in the middle of the night? Was he trying to catch the wind-up bird? The tall man stood at the base of the tree, looking up. Soon after, the small man disappeared from view. The branches rustled now and then, which meant that he must still be climbing up the tall pine. The wind-up bird would be sure to hear him coming and fly away. The man might be good at climbing trees, but the wind-up bird would not be that easy to capture. If he was lucky, though, the boy was hoping he might be able to catch a glimpse of the wind-up bird as it took off. He held his breath, waiting for the sound of wings. But the sound of wings never came, nor was there any cry. There was no sound or movement for a very long time. Everything was bathed in the white, unreal light of the moon. The yard like the wet bottom of a sea from which the water has just been removed. Entranced, motionless, the boy went on staring at the pine tree and the tall man left behind. He could not have torn his eyes away if he had tried. His breath clouded the glass. Outdoors, it must be cold. The tall man stood looking up, hands on hips, never moving, as if frozen to the spot. The boy imagined that he was worried about his shorter companion, waiting for him to accomplish some mission and come climbing down out of the pine tree. Nor would it have been strange for the man to be worried. The boy knew that the tall tree was harder to climb down than up. But then, all of a sudden, the tall man stalked off into the night, as if abandoning the whole project. The boy felt that now he was the only one left behind. The small man had disappeared into the pine tree, and the tall one had gone off somewhere. The wind-up bird maintained its silence. The boy wondered if he should wake his father, but he knew he would not get him to believe this.
"I'm sure you've just had another dream," his father would say. It was true, the boy did often dream, and he often mistook his dreams for reality, but he didn't care what anybody said. This was real. The wind-up bird and the two men in black. They had just disappeared all of a sudden, that was all. His father would believe him if he did a good job of explaining what had happened. It was then that the boy realized. The small man looked a lot like his father. Of course, he was too short to be his father, but apart from that, he was exactly the same. The build, the movements. But no, His father could never climb a tree that way. He wasn't that agile or strong. The more he thought about it, the more confused the boy became. The tall man came